Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information and support.
I'd like to introduce Glenn Tookie, the CEO of Sight and Sound, to our Countdown to Sight Village feature for 2015. So welcome aboard, Glenn.
Nice to talk to you again, Michael. Always good to talk to you about Sight Village.
And what I'd like you to do, if you can, is just tell us a little bit about yourself and maybe some background into Sight and Sound.
Well, I've been at Sight and Sound for 6.5 years now, and boy, do those years move on fast. Like, I know the telecoms industry, so I've always followed technology and its advances, and Sight and Sound, when I acquired the company, really excited me in that in a very different field, blind, visually impaired, it was a market leader in taking technology, you know, to the market. So that's what excited me and brought me into the industry. And I'm still there 6 years later, and Sight and Sound are still doing the same things, plus a bit more. I think we're, you know, the exclusive master distributor of the world's leading brands in pretty well every sector now. And we're branching out now into Android apps for elderly people who struggle to use technology, using the knowledge we have in dealing with the sight loss market. We think we can bring that to just everybody's grandma and granddad who are struggling to use technology with some easy to use Android apps. So we're doing well actually. I'm really, really quite keen on the new technologies that are coming to market now.
Right, because we just say before we started, there's a couple of real exciting products coming on the market. I mean, a lot of people are familiar with desktop magnifiers, pocket magnifiers, but you've got something on the horizon or just coming out which is going to maybe change some of that as well.
Yeah, just launched actually and available now. It's called the Topaz PhD, and it's a real game changer, I believe. It's a portable video magnifier, has a 12-inch screen or a 15-inch screen, but it collapses totally flat, a bit like a laptop actually, not much bigger and not much heavier either. It weighs about 8.5 pounds, 10 pounds with a 15-inch, so it doesn't weigh too much. It collapses completely flat, but you can pop it up and it does all the job of your big old heavy desktop video magnifier. Yep, screens are not quite as big, but what it loses in terms of size on the screen, it makes up in terms of portability. So you don't lose a table to your piece of equipment. You can move it from room to room. I don't think you take it out of the house, but you can certainly move it around the house. And does all the things a normal video magnifier does, so I won't bore you with all that type of stuff. Although it does plug into a PC and it has an SD card slot to store images, so it's sort of using up-to-date latest technology as well. That's really going to change the game. I think people will elect to use these rather than the big old heavy video magnifiers that really can't be moved from one place to another. So that truly is, I believe, a game changer, and it's here now.
With that one, just a matter of interest, because I know the smaller ones tend to be more handheld. This has got a normal, not an XY table, I guess, obviously, because of size, but it's a normal, what I call a traditional down-facing camera, easily work with your books and move them around and things like that.
Exactly that. And it does actually have a XY table that goes with it as well. Not a fixed one, but one that sits underneath the camera and you can locate your documents on it. So yeah, it's really exactly the same as a video magnifier, just a portable one. Down facing camera, screen facing towards you, big easy to use knobs on the front of the screen, as the Topaz range has. Pretty unique as well, different colour, different textures on them, so you know which one is which. All that sort of stuff, just folds down flat.
Mm-hmm. And do you want to give a starting price for that as well?
Yeah, it's in the market now, it's $16.99, and so it's competitive. Not the cheapest video magnifier in the market, but I think in terms of value, it's probably right up there.
You've also mentioned to me that you've got new technology coming out to help people maybe navigate certain places, but also with information using the VoiceEye.
Yeah, that's right. Not many people know about the VoiceEye tag. It's been around for a few years, won a European award, actually. It looks like a QR code for those who know what they are. It's a little 1-inch centimetre set of dots which contain information. You download an app onto a smartphone, and when you scan the dots, it pulls the information to the phone, and you can use the phone to speak it back or to change the size or colouring of it. So it's a very, very smart way, Voice AI is, of capturing images, capturing information and sucking it into your phone whilst on the move. It changes the responsibility. The person who creates the content puts the code on it, and the person who needs the content, free of charge, downloads the app and can read it. So that's a great change, because as most people listening to this will know, for years and years and years, forever, you've had to make the investment in the technology to capture information yourself. And now actually you can get it free as long as the creator of the technology puts a Voice AI code on it. What's different now, or where we've moved to next, is the Voice AI beacons and mapping technology. So we use the same code, but we now map an organization's building, you know, for all the key places, entrances, exits, fire escapes, toilets, reception desks, whatever it is you want. And as you move near the building, if you have the app on your phone, the Voice AI mapping app, you can pick up the map of that building as you walk through the door, and you then can use your phone to navigate you around it. It vibrates as you get to an information point. You can capture and speak out the information, and we think it will be another game changer. Organisations who have some responsibility and feel they should look after people with sight loss can buy the beacons, take our service, we help you map it and map your building and make it accessible. Again, free of charge to you listeners, if you get your organisations that you visit to map their buildings for you. It's a pretty powerful, this sort of stuff, and you know, there's nothing like it out there in the market. And what I like about Voice AI is it's free to the end user, and that's really unique in today's world.
Yeah, and it gives that independence, which is what we're all striving for as visually impaired people anyway, is that being able to go out and visit places without having to ask every 2 minutes where such a thing is. So that's a really good service being brought to the market as well.
It is, that's right. And we're going to use it. We're going to launch it probably first in August at the Blind Euro Championships that we are one of the sponsors of at the Royal National College in Hereford. And we're mapping the entire site for people to navigate their way around it. So we'll see how it works. But early tests and trials show it to be a really powerful app.
Right. So if you're out at the football, you can always give it a try as well. So that's plus it'll be a big venue to try it, won't it? Rather than a small office or a small building.
Right.
So that's really good.
Bit of a challenge because outside and inside. So we like challenges. So we're up for that one.
And we know at VI Talk, so many people like to listen to books, either be that on Daisy or other formats as well. And you were just saying there's been an update to one of the Daisy players.
That's right. Brand new on the market again. Well, I would say brand new. It's only been out for 6 months now. The Blaze EZ, EZ to us in the UK. Blaze EZ, and now the Blaze ET. Nothing new about a multiplayer, doing Daisy recording and things like that. But the Blaze range has single button scan and read integrated, also built in Wi-Fi and radio as well. So it's a really useful multiplayer. And again, you can scan documents while you're on the move using the device, which is about the same size as a mobile phone. Take a picture, capture the content, have it read back to you. You don't need to be connected to the internet to do that. The whole thing happens on the device, and a couple of seconds and you've got the content. You're reading your books, you're reading your letters, you're reading signs, and you can even read labels off of products and things in the supermarket. That's the EZ, and they've now launched the ET, which is even easier to use. It has a numeric keypad, which makes it even easier to navigate, and it has the same file structure as the BrowseEdge range. So users of those devices very easily pick up the Blaze ET and just use it as if they were using their Braille note taker. So that's £475 for the EZ and £535 for the ET. really useful devices. But this, for those who remember the old K-Reader back in 2008, 2009, 2010, the OCR app is, you know, very similar to that. Point, very good at picking up things, even if you're slightly off view, you know, up to about 10, 11, 12 degrees out of straight, and it'll still pick it up and read it back to you well. So we all mourned the loss of the Kurzweil app, and the Blaze UZ is sort of rebirthing that again, and it's going very well. People are very, very keen on it, and we've got over some of the early teething problems with batteries and things like that. It's now a really good, robust device.
And the other item you wanted to mention, especially for the sort of low vision users or with some sight, is there's been a recent update to Magic.
Yeah, it has. That's right. In fact, actually, both Magic and Zoom Text, both, which I believe are market-leading video magnification programs for computers. Magic has now got Windows 8.1 support. It's got a really clever text viewer on it, which pulls up a rectangular window at the top of the screen and displays a continuous line of text while you still see the whole document. So you don't lose the context of the document you're looking at, but you get the text at a size that you can see, which is quite neat. It's got new magnification levels. It's got vocalizer, expressive synthesizers. So it's got some really good voices in it and enhanced language support as well. And it's even better to use for Skype now. And that's Magic version 13. So I think people who are computer users should have a look at that, because that's moved them a long way since Magic 11. Magic 13 is now a really top-line magnifier. And ZoomText, the world's leading screen magnification program, now has true dual monitor support. It used to have extended monitor, where you could make one page stretch across two monitors. Now you can have two monitors showing different things with your own magnification level and colours and setup. So both of those products have moved forward an awful lot, and people coming to CyVillage should really go and have a look at those, because, again, those products have moved forward quite a lot in the last year, having not really moved forward in the previous two or three at the same rate. So well worth a look, I think, Michael, those two.
I mean, the Zoom Text, I can vouch for that. I'm a Zoom Text user myself. I use 10 at work, but I do own 10.1, and and it was a little bit touchy when it first came out, 10.1, but after the first couple of updates, it's really improved. Unfortunately, at the moment, I've not got a PC, so it's I'm on a Mac at the moment, which is great. But and I suppose just to mention there, obviously they do Zoom Text on Mac as well, don't they?
They do, absolutely, yes. Zoom Text for Mac actually takes Mac's inbuilt accessibility and moves it on a little bit as well. So that's worth a look to you Mac users. Slowly but surely, accessibility coming your way as well, beyond what Apple provides you with.
And do you want to give some of the contact details and how people can find out a little bit more about these?
Yeah, sure. Our website, www.sightandsound.co.uk. Find us in the online world, 01604 798 070, gets you to us on the phone, and we'd love to speak to you about any of these things ahead of CyVillage. If you hear them today ahead of CyVillage, you can call us and we'll come out and demonstrate these to you in your own home free of charge, no obligation, if they excite you. So just give us a call.
Well, thank you very much, Glenn. It's been great talking to you.
And
definitely stop on by at CyVillage or at some of the other exhibitions. Have you got any exhibitions you can coming up in the foreseeable future besides CyVillage?
We're at all the major exhibitions. We tend to be certainly the RNIB and the actual blind ones that have been so successful recently. We're showing there. Our website has a calendar of events on there, and that's probably the place to go and have a look. But just to reinforce, you know, if we're not an exhibition near you, but there's something you want to see, just give us a call. We'll come around and see you.
Okay, well, thank you very much for your time, and we look forward to catching you real soon.
Thank you, Michael. Nice to talk to you too. Talk to you soon.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter at VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.